This is Earth and Sky. Transistors are tiny switches at the hearts of computers and other electronic devices.
Computers have gotten faster in large part because engineers continue to make smaller and smaller transistors. The most commonly used technique is to start with a lot of some material and etch away all but the tiny little transistors and circuit connections. But that technique will soon reach its size limit. Christopher Gorman, a chemist at North Carolina State University in Raleigh, wants to build smaller transistors from the ground up, molecule by molecule. But it isn't easy to pick up and move individual molecules.
We can't manipulate molecules at a really small level in this traditional sense that we think of manipulation. So we have to take advantage of the molecule's inherent desire, based on their structure, to assemble themselves in the correct location, so-called self-assembly.
In other words, Gorman's team is trying to find molecules that could be mixed together in large batches that would randomly bump into each other and stick together. He uses computer models to guess what kinds of molecules would self-assemble and act like transistors.
If they're successful, each nanotransistor would be about 5,000 times smaller than the width of one human hair. Our thanks to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.